Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1992. You might remember where you were because you might have been one of the more than 44 million viewers that tuned in to see the finale of the popular NBC sitcom The Cosby Show.
I was in and out of that show for years. It wasn't my, because it was a family thing, and I was like a grown man just hanging out and doing stuff. So was it, what was the final? I don't even remember.
No, I don't recall that either.
Was there an ending? Did they move or something like that?
I don't know.
I think they're going to do a reunion.
Did Cosby pill everybody or what? I didn't get the bit. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't remember why it being a big end. I mean, I'm sure it was a big show.
Everybody went off and did their lives.
Yeah, you're right. That was it.
Everybody went off and did their lives.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. See, like I remember.
The finales of a lot of shows.
You and I did a bar thing for the finale of Cheers.
Yeah, we did. And people paid attention and watched the TVs. And the TVs weren't big screen, huge TVs back in the day.
But I don't recall any, I guess because I was unemployed at the time.
Yeah.
Any gala events around Cosby.
Here do
I didn't even watch, and I wasn't working.
Right. No, but it obviously it was a big show. It was a family show, you know. I'd seen bits and pieces of that show for years, you know. It still runs, even with him in jail.
Yeah.
Think he ever sees it pop up on the TV?
He didn't see anything right now pop up on the TV.
Oh, he's blind.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Also came to my attention that on this date in the year 2000, I met my wife.
Well, your wife posted that. I just saw it on Facebook, yeah. Because you wouldn't remember that.
No, I do. I actually do.
Was it this day?
Yes. The 30th of April.
Okay.
I recall that because we had just gotten back from a trip to Vegas.
Where did you meet?
At a bar.
The dance floor.
He was drunk. Yeah. He was drunk at a bar.
I was dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
And despite that.
Yeah, she fell in love.
Right.
Well, I didn't start dancing until we were both kind of tuned up.
Todd takes that thing, dance like nobody's watching. He takes that. And I've always appreciated that about him.
When the whole bar is watching.
He's got the moves like Todd.
He did that before. That was a cool saying to even say. He never cared. He didn't care. He let the music take him. He's not the best dancer, but he didn't care.
The music take him. That's it.
I wish I could let the music take me. Then I wouldn't suck so much.
You might still.
But back in the day, it never stopped you.
No.
There were chicks involved. You would dance. And I always admired you for that.
Oh, God. In that Bulls documentary, one of the episodes that ran this last weekend, there was old home video footage of the team flying back after finally beating the Pistons.
Oh, I saw that. Krause dancing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fat old white guy dancing with a drink in it. I was embarrassed for him.
And all the brothers are going, go, Jerry. Go, Jerry.
Yeah. And then Scottie Pippen pops up by saying, yeah, go sit down, Jerry. Oh,
yeah,
he had brutal.
The big old tubby khakis on. It was hilarious.
Oh.
And he was drunk, obviously, Crossroads. Yeah.
I was embarrassed for him.
Yeah. It's fortunate you weren't at either of my daughter's weddings, because you would have cringed.
Oh, this was beyond.
Oh, no. You're a better dancer than Krause.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Not the rhythm part, but you look better because you weren't just a big
tubby. Well, take into account the guy's like 5'2" and 350 or something. I mean, he's a boulder.
He's a round. He's a circle, right.
Do you still dance or just save it for weddings?
Oh, no. That's the last time I danced was my daughter's wedding in September. And maybe if I'm drunk. Previous to that was my other daughter's wedding. A year and a half before.
You only dance when he means business.
I just got a... Yeah.
Let the music take.
I just got a text from the guy who was there with you at the bar that night,
Jeremy,
Todd.
Jeremy says,
you left him.
I did, but I let him take my vehicle. And then we went over to one of her friend's places and hung out for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she took me back to that guy's place where I had my car.
Yeah. You the man.
And I recall this liberating feeling.
That's 20 years ago?
I had just been making out with a woman, and I was going home, and I didn't have to feel guilty about
it. Yeah, yeah, right. You'd been single for about 2 weeks at the time when you met her.
About a month.
Yeah, but that was the first time he was actually single.
Legitimately.
Snack sales are up. Cheetos, Lay's potato chips, more people eating breakfast at home now, so sales of oatmeal and pancake mixes also up. Beverage sales are down because people aren't going to the convenience stores and gas stations.
Well, that kind of stuff.
Just to walk in and get a soda real quick.
Yeah, right. I got it. Yeah.
Maybe drinking water out of the tap?
Maybe, yeah.
You got to be buying some beverages at the grocery store.
Yeah, sure, but you're not doing the single.
You're not walking in the gas station all the time, man, you know.
Right. As I was looking at that article earlier today about the blowing smoke up somebody's ass.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah. There was also another piece of information in that article that I found fascinating. And it said that speed was critical in an era before widespread anesthesia. Top surgeons could amputate a limb in under a minute.
That's efficient. Oh.
What, an axe? In one swing and there it's gone?
In 1847, a surgeon named Robert Liston was recorded as having removed a 45-pound scrotal tumor in 4 minutes.
I'm guessing he wasn't gentle.
And there's no anesthesia. That guy's getting a lump off his ball removed.
In there.
That's like four bowling balls.
Yeah.
You know your nuts are bowling balls, one of the two, right?
Well, I'm going 12 pounds a ball, 45 pounds.
That's a lot to carry between your legs.
See, I got the 14.
Yeah, it is.
I got the 14-pound ball, so it's only three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what mine is.
Yeah, 3.5.
Maybe I'll go home and weigh my bowling ball today.
You got time.
That'll be fun.
That'll kill 2 minutes.
There's a, you mentioned the 1800s, there's a cabin they show. It's if you're on the grounds of Gettysburg, and it was a field hospital at the time. And the one window says they used the window to throw out limbs.
Oh.
And they just throw it out. And it's a real small, now it looks like a real small cabin because it's 2020, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just there last year, and I read the thing on it. I remember seeing it years ago. And they would just throw. They say it's haunted because of that, but everything's haunted.
Does it feel? Does it have like an ominous feel around it?
It was kind of rainy that day, so it kind of did. But it was just, they said that window, they would cut the limbs off and just throw them out the window. And there would be just a pile of limbs there.
Oh, my God.
Arms, legs, whatever, they had to cut off the soldiers to save them from dying because, you know, they're shot up that bit.
Which one's the limb window?
Right.
That one? Is that where the pile's at?
I don't know. And I always thought it was an interesting story. And then when you see it, you think about it, oh, my God. You
what would they do with the limbs?
Well, they're not there anymore.
Well, no, like at the time.
I bet you they probably cleared them out, but they were actually, you know, they were fighting right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I would guess they had to burn them or something. Yeah, maybe have to bury them.
Wow.
Bet you that smelled good.
Well, if you just left them there, you'd think that would attract wildlife.
But hey, I've been on my couch watching Netflix for 40 days. Don't tell me people used to suffer back in the day. I don't want to hear that. I realize that we didn't grow up then. It's all relative. But think about it once in a while when you're couch drinking your margarita somebody gave you watching Netflix.
But I can't color my beard.
Yes, you can. I can't get a haircut.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A professor from the University of Miami had to be fired after being featured in a now viral TikTok during a class conducted using Zoom. Students noticed through a screen share that John Zhang had a couple of bookmarks open, the professor.
Porn.
Including one for busty college girls.
Porn.
He is a professor. He's allowed to masturbate to, not to his students, about them.
How do they snag that?
A student made an 8-second TikTok zooming in on the bookmark next to a Miami.edu URL. The clip racked up 800,000 views before being deleted, with screenshots shared across the social media. The teacher apologized to students for the situation, taught a few more classes, and then his classes were canceled.
Oh, man.
So they weren't showing actual porn. They just saw a bookmark to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It is.
Do you think he would have lost his job if it was like busty matures?
No, that's what I mean. So
it's just the college girls.
It wasn't like he was a high school teacher and it was like teen videos.
It's like a kiddie porn tab.
These are college kids. Professors have sex with college kids, you know, because they're allowed.
Yeah, and you can't have a porn bookmark on your computer.
Well, it's a work computer. You know, university property, probably can't.
Hey, dude, we know you're home masturbating to college girls. We get it, but just don't do it again.
Do it on your computer.
Right. Firing seems like a bit much.
I think so, too.
Yeah, well, maybe they were looking for a reason to get rid of him.
Yeah.
We
got a Yak Yang.
I had a professor in college.
Whack Yang. We got a Whack Yang today.
He's been doing that, too.
I had a professor that married a girl from one of my classes.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, here's some good perspective from Jim, for the guy with the 45-pound scrotum. Just go to the gym when you can and hook up one of those big plates to your sack. That's what a 45-pound.
That is, a plate's 45 pounds.
Those are 45 pounds.
Oh, they're heavy.
They get mad when you do that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, but I think there's guys that do that, you know, for entertainment purposes.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think usually it's like to set a world record or something.
To your sack?
They're lifting things with their
nuts.
Scrotum,
They're towing trucks.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, they're attaching a rope to their scrotum and dragging a truck down the street.
That's insane.
There's a mouth up here, dude. I played it again.
Will has some scrotum issues.
Oh, good.
Well, story.
Okay.
Yeah, don't.
Go ahead, bud.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah, he's thinking, no issues, no issues. Go ahead. Go, tell me your...
I call puss all the time. I worked as a paramedic for a little bit, and I obviously can't divulge certain details about where I picked this person up, where I took them, anything like that, because it would violate HIPAA stuff. But I will tell you that I did see a case where it was not a... You guys started talking about, like, scrotums and bowling balls.
Right.
And I had a horrible flashback because I actually picked up a gentleman one time that he just... as you guys always say, if there's a problem with your junk, call your doctor.
Right.
This gentleman did not. And he ended up fashioning his own homemade sling out of, you know, those cloth things guys used to clean the oil off the bowling balls?
Put it in there, roll
it back and forth.
Like a shammy
thing. He had taken one of those and tied shoelaces around it, up around his neck, to actually hold his scrotum so that he was able to walk, because it was the size of a bowling ball.
So is that like elephantitis, or what is that? What is that? Why do you get...
You know what? I knew the gentleman had blamed it on some previous military service. He thought maybe something had happened to him back then. From what I know, he didn't really trust doctors, obviously, which is why he hadn't called. But you guys just gave me a horrible mental flashback.
Yeah, I'm glad we brought that.
He walked down the stairs and was wearing this thing, and I was like, what the hell is that?
A PTSD from a big nut in your past. All right. I'm glad you got to enjoy that again.
Guys. You guys have a great morning.
You too. You too now.
Glad we could take you back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.